The first question: how is it possible that by simply becoming aware at particular points in the breathing process, one can attain to enlightenment? How is it possible to become free from the unconscious by just being aware of such a small and momentary gap in the breathing? This question is significant, and to many minds this question would have occurred. So many things have to be understood. First, it is thought that spirituality is some difficult attainment. It is neither. It is neither difficult nor an attainment. Whatsoever you are already spiritual. Nothing new is to be added to your being. Nothing is to be discarded from your being. You are as perfect as possible. It is not that you are going to be perfect somewhere in the future. It is not that you have to do something arduous to be yourself. It is not a journey to some other point, somewhere else. You are not going somewhere else. You are already there. That which is to be attained is already attained. This idea must go deep. Only then you will be able to understand why such simple techniques can help. If spirituality is some attainment, then of course it is going to be difficult, not only difficult, but really impossible. If you are not already spiritual, you cannot be. You can never be. Because how one who is not spiritual can be spiritual? If you are not divine already, then there is no possibility. There is no way. And whatsoever effort you may make, efforts made by one who is not already divine cannot create divinity. If you are not divine, your efforts cannot create divinity. Then it is impossible. But the whole point is totally opposite. You are already that which you want to attain. The end of longing is already there, present in you. Here and now, this very moment, you are that which is known as divine. The ultimate is here. It is already the case. That's why simple techniques can help. It is not an attainment, but a discovery. It is hidden. And it is hidden in very, very small things. Persona, just like clothes.
Your body is here, hidden and close. In the same way, your spirituality is here, hidden in certain clothes. Those clothes are your personality. You can be naked just here and now. In the same way, you can be naked in your spirituality also. But you don't know what are the clothes. You don't know how you are hidden in them. You don't know how to be naked. You have been with clothes so long, for lives and lives and lives, you have been with clothes, and you have been so identified with the clothes that now you don't think these are clothes. You think these clothes are you. That is the only barrier. For example, you have some treasures, but you have forgotten. Or you have not yet recognized that this is a treasure, and you go on begging in the street. You are a beggar. If someone says, go and look inside your house, you need not be a beggar. You can be an emperor this very moment. The beggar is bound to say, what nonsense you are talking. How I can be an emperor this very moment? I have been begging for years, still I am a beggar. And even if I go on begging for lives together, I am not going to be an emperor. So how absurd, illogical, your statement is that you can be an emperor this very moment. It is impossible. The beggar cannot believe it. Why? Because the begging mind is a long habit. But if the treasure is just hidden in the house, then simple digging, removing the earth a little bit, and the treasure will be there. And immediately he will not be a beggar again. He will become an emperor. The same is with his spirituality. It is a hidden treasure. Nothing to be achieved somewhere in the future. You have not yet recognized it. It is there already in you. You are the treasure. But you go on begging. So simple techniques can help. Digging earth, removing a little bit, is not a big effort. But you can become an emperor immediately. You have to dig a little bit to remove the earth. And when I say to remove the earth, it is not only symbolically that I am saying. Literally, your body is part of the earth. And you have become identified with the body. Remove this earth a little bit. Create a hole in it. And you will come to know the treasure. That's why this question will occur to many. Really, to everyone this question will occur. How small techniques like this, being aware of your breathing, being aware of the incoming breath, outgoing breath, and then realizing the interval between the two, is this enough? Such a simple thing. Is this enough for enlightenment? Is this only the difference between you and a Buddha? That you have not realized the gap between two breaths and Buddha has realized only this much? It seems illogical. The distance is vast between a Buddha and you. The distance seems infinite. The distance between a beggar and an emperor is infinite. But the beggar can become immediately the emperor if there is treasure hidden already. Buddha was a beggar like you. He was not a Buddha always. On a particular point, the beggar died and he became the master. This is not a gradual process really. It is not that Buddha goes on accumulating and then one day he is not the beggar but becomes the emperor. No. A beggar can never become an emperor if it is going into be an accumulation. He will remain a beggar. He may become a rich beggar, but he will remain a beggar. And a rich beggar is a bigger beggar than a poor beggar. Suddenly one day Buddha realizes the inner treasure. He is no more a beggar. He becomes the master. The distance between Siddhartha Gautam and Gautam Buddha is infinite. It is the same distance that is between you and a Buddha. But the treasure is hidden within you as much as it was hidden in a Buddha. A very small technique can be helpful. Take another example. One man is born with blind eyes, diseased eyes. For a blind man, the world is a different thing. A small operation may change the whole thing. Because only eyes have to be made all right. The moment eyes are ready, the seer is hidden behind. He will begin to look from the eyes. The seer is already there. Only windows are leaking. You are in a house with no windows. You can break a hole in the wall and suddenly you can look out. We are already that which we will be. We should be. We ought to be. The future is already hidden in the present. The whole possibility is here in the seed. Only a window has to be broken. Only a small surgical operation is needed. If you can understand this, that spirituality is already there, already the case, then there is no problem. That how such small efforts can help. Really, no big effort is needed. Only small efforts are needed. And smaller, the better. And if you can do them effortlessly, the best. If you can change them in a spontaneous act, better. That's why it happens. Many times it happens that the more you try to do, you cannot attain to it. Your very effort, your tension, your occupiedness, your longing, expectation becomes the barrier. With very small effort, effortless effort, they call it in Zen. Doing as if not doing. it happens easily. The more you are mad after it, the less is the possibility. Because where a needle is needed, you are using a sword. The sword will not be helpful. It may be bigger. But where a needle is needed, a sword won't do. Go to a butcher. He has very big instruments. And go to a brain surgeon. You will not find so big instruments with a brain surgeon. And if you find, then escape immediately. A brain surgeon is not a butcher. He needs very small instruments. The smaller, the better. Spiritual techniques are more subtle. They are not grass. They cannot be. Because the surgery is even more subtle. In the brain, the surgeon is doing something still with grass matter. But when you are working on spiritual planes, the surgery becomes more and more etheric. No grass matter is there. It becomes subtle. One thing. Secondly, the very concept that something is smaller, something is small, so how a bigger effect is possible through it is irrational, unscientific. Now science knows. Smaller the particle, more atomic, more explosive. Bigger really. The smaller it is, the bigger is the effect. Can you conceive? Before 1945, could any imaginative poet, dreamer conceive that one atomic explosion will wipe out completely two big cities in Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki? 2 lakh people simply wiped out of existence within seconds. And what was the explosive force used? An atom. The most smallest particle exploded to big cities. You cannot see the atom. Not only with eyes you cannot see, you cannot see by any means. With no instruments, the atom can be seen. We can only see the effects. So don't think that Himalaya is bigger because it has such a big body. The Himalaya is just impotent before an atomic explosion. One small atom can wipe out the whole Himalaya. Bigness in grass material is not necessarily power. On the contrary, smaller the unit, more penetrating. Smaller the unit, more intensely filled with power. These small techniques are atomic. Those who are doing bigger things, they don't know the atomic science. A person who is working with atoms, you will think, just a small person working with small things, and a person who is working with Himalaya will look very big. Hitler is working with great masses. Mao is working with great masses. And Einstein and Planck, they are working in their labs with small units of matter, energy particles. But ultimately, before Einstein's research, politicians are just impotent. They are working on a bigger canvas, but they don't know the secret of the small unit. Moralists always work on big planes, but grass, the thing looks very big. They devote their whole life moralizing themselves, practicing this and that, sanyam, control. They go on controlling. The whole edifice looks very big. Tantra is not concerned. Tantra is concerned with the atomic secrets in human being, in human mind, in human consciousness. And Tantra has achieved atomic secrets. These methods are atomic methods. If you can attend to them, their result is explosive, cosmic. Another point to be noted, the moment you say how with such small, simple, little exercises one can become enlightened, this you are saying without doing the exercise. If you do it, then you will not say that this is a small, simple exercise. It looks because within two or three sentences the whole exercise has been given. You know the atomic formula. Two or three words and the whole formula is given. And with those two or three words, those who can understand and those who can use those three words, they can destroy the whole earth. But the formula is very small. These are formulas. So if you just look at the formula, it may look very, very small, simple thing. It is not. Try to do it. When you will do it, then you will know it is not so easy. It looks simple. It is one of the most deepest things. We will analyze the process, then you will understand. When you take your breath in, you never feel the breath. You have never felt the breath. You will immediately deny. You will say, this is not right. We may not be conscious continuously, but we feel the breath. No. You don't feel the breath, you feel the passage. Look at the sea. Waves are there. You see the waves. But those waves are created by air, wind. You don't see the wind. You see the effect on the water. When you take breath in, it touches your nostril. You feel the nostril. You never know the breath. It goes down, you feel the passage. It comes back, again you feel the passage. You never feel the breath. You just feel the touch on the passage. This is not meant. When Shiva says, be aware, First, you will become aware of the passage. When you become completely aware of the passage, then only you will begin by and by to be aware of the breath itself. And when you become aware of the breath, then you will be capable to be aware of the gap, the interval. It is not so easy. As it looks, it is not so easy. For Tantra, for the whole Indian seeking, there are layers of awareness. If I embrace you, first you will become aware of my touch of the body, not of my love. My love is not so grass. And ordinarily we never become aware of love. We are aware only of the bodies in movement. We know loving movements, we know non-loving movements. But we have never known love itself. If I kiss you, you become aware of the touch, not of my love. That love is a very subtle thing. And unless you become aware of my love, the kiss is just dead. It means nothing. If you can become aware of my love, then only you can become aware of me. Because that again is a deeper layer. The breath goes in, you feel the touch, not the breath. But you are not even aware of that touch. If something is wrong only, then you feel it. You have some difficulty in breathing, then you feel it. Otherwise, you are not aware. The first step will be to be aware of the passage where breath is felt, touching. Then your sensitivity will grow. It will take years to become so sensitive that not the touch but the movement of breath is known. Then Tantra says you have known prana, the vitality. And only then the gap where breath stops, where breath is not moving, or the center where breath touches the center, or the fusion point, or the turning where breath, the ingoing breath becomes outgoing. This will become arduous. Then it will not be so simple. If you do something, only then you will know how difficult it is. If you go in it, Buddha took six years to come to the center beyond the breath. To come to this turning, he had a long, arduous journey. 6 years. Then it happened. Mahavir was working on it for 12 years. Then it happened. But the formula is simple. And theoretically, this can happen this very moment. Theoretically, remember, There is no barrier theoretically why it should not happen this very moment, except you. You are the barriers. This can happen this very moment. The treasure is there. The method is known to you. You can dig. But you will not dig. Even this question is a trick not to dig. Because your mind says such a simple thing. Don't be a fool. How? How you can become a Buddha by such a simple thing? It is not going to be. And then you are not going to do anything because how? This can happen. Mind is tricky. If I say this is very difficult, the mind says this is so difficult. It is beyond you. If I say this is very simple, the mind says this is so simple that only fools can believe. And mind goes on rationalizing things, always escaping from doing. Mind creates barriers. This will become a barrier if you think this is so simple. This is too difficult. Then what are you going to do? You cannot do a simple thing. You cannot do a difficult thing. What you are going to do? Tell me. If you want to do a difficult thing, I will make it difficult. If you are going to do a simple thing, I will make it simple. It is both. It depends how it is interpreted. But one thing is needed that you are going to do. If you are not going to do, then mind will give you always explanations. Theoretically, it is possible here and now. There is no actual barrier. But there are barriers. They may not be actual. They may be simply psychological. They may be just your illusions. But they are there. If I say to you that don't be afraid, go. The thing that you are thinking is a snake is not a snake, it is just a rope. Still the fear is there. To you it appears a snake. So whatsoever I say is not going to help, you are trembling. You want to escape and run away. I say it is just a rope. Your mind will say this man may be in conspiracy with the snake. There must be something. This man is forcing you towards the snake. He may be interested in your death or something else. If I try to convince you too much that this is a rope, that will only show that I am somehow interested to force you towards the snake. I say to you, theoretically it is possible to see rope as rope this very moment, but your mind will create many, many problems. In reality, there is no dilemma. In reality, there is no problem. Never has been, never will be. In mind, there are problems. And you look at reality through the mind. So the reality becomes problematic. Your mind works like a prism. It divides and creates problems. And not only that, it creates solutions also. First it creates problems, then it creates solutions which become deeper problems. Because in fact there are no problems to be solved. Reality is absolutely unproblematic. There is no problem. But you cannot see without problems. Wherever you see, you create problems. Your look is problematic. I told you this technique. Now the mind says this is so simple. Why? Why the mind says this is so simple? When for the first time a steam engine was invented, no one believed it. It looked so simple, unbelievable. Just the same steam that you know in your kitchen, in your kettle, the same steam running an engine, running hundreds and hundreds passengers, so much load, the same steam you are acquainted well. This is not believable. And if the engine runs, you know what happened in England. When the first train started, no one was ready to sit in it. No one. Many people were persuaded, bribed. They were given money to sit in the train. At the last point, they escaped. They said, firstly, steam cannot do such miracles, such simple thing is steam. It cannot do such miracles. And if this engine starts, that means devil is work somewhere at work. Devil is running the thing. It is not steam. And what is the guarantee that once the train starts, you will be capable to stop it? No guarantee can be given, because this was the first train. Never it was stopped before. So it is only probable. No experience. So science cannot say, yes, we will stop. Theoretically, we will stop. But the people were not interested in theory. They were interested, is there any actual experience of stopping a train? If it never stops, then what happens to us who are sitting in it? So 12 criminals from the jail were brought as passengers. Anyhow, they were going to die. Anyhow, they were sentenced for death. So there was no problem if the train is not going to stop. Then the mad driver who thinks that it is going to stop, and the scientist who has invented it, and these 12 passengers, who were anyhow going to be killed, they will be killed. Such a simple thing as steam. But now no one says this, because now it is working and you know it. Everything is simple. Reality is simple. It is complex only because of ignorance. Otherwise, everything is simple. Once you know it, it becomes simple. But the knowing is bound to be difficult, not because of reality, remember, but because of your mind. This technique is simple. It is not going simple to be for you. Your mind will create difficulties. Try with it.